Now, Sunny FM presents Crazy Talk with Rick and Jill.
Brought to you by the Boo Cruise, Victory Casino Cruises.
All right, here's a new diet.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for it?
Rick said, all I know is I got 24 days to lose 30 pounds for your wedding.
Rick came in with his bagel, and I said, I'm so jealous of your morning bagel. I would do anything for a bagel right now. He said, I got to
stop. You know, if you eat my food that I bring in the morning, I won't have to lose the weight.
Because you'll just, I'll just eat
I'll just say, well, look at Jill.
I got a dress fitting Friday. I can't even, no bagels. It's a new diet trend going around. It's called the Daylight Savings Time Diet. Basically, you look for seasoned veggies like cabbage, Brussels sprouts, and butternut squash.
Ugh.
You buy produce that's in season, which is more budget friendly, so that's a plus, I guess. Plus, you're supporting the local farmers markets. And you'll be eating, I guess, healthier. So whatever the season is, so it's fall.
What does that have to do with daylight?
Is that daylight savings time is coming up in like 2 weeks.
But what does that have to do with the diet?
You do per season. So whenever daylight savings time comes around, you go, okay, what vegetables are in season right now?
And that then sounds
you go
lame.
Buy those. I'm just saying that's what
Let's
they
see.
Say.
So the fall, what should I be eating? Like what?
Brussels sprouts. I just said Brussels sprouts.
That's not food.
Squash.
That's not food.
I just
cabbage.
Ate some Brussels sprouts. Where's that's not food.
That's not food. Where's the bacon?
I don't think that's.
Yeah,
see,
it was
is,
a meat.
No.
Yeah. Don't we harvest pigs in the winter?
What sugary preservatives can I have that are in season?
Yeah. What about chocolate chip cookies?
No, more. It'd be more like a pumpkin spice cookie.
That's fine.
Then you should be all right.
All right. So bacon and pumpkin. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of food, there's something called Golden Girl cereal.
What?
It's on the market.
You get to eat Maud?
It's not high fiber brand. It's not Bran Oats.
It's not?
No.
What is it?
See.
Do they have little pictures of their faces as you eat them or
they
what?
They do. It's a little Funko versions of all four characters. You know what Funko things are?
No.
So they're like Funko Pops. Elliot's got a ton of them. They're little cartoon character versions of people. So they're little Funko versions because it's put out by that company.
Right.
Multi-grain. It looks like the little Apple Jacks.
We're turning our kids into little cannibals.
Yeah. They're like little Apple Jacks. $8, which is a lot for
cereal,
but it comes with a collectible toy. So if you want to collect Rose and Blanche and Sophia and Dorothy, then you go right ahead.
Wow.
Nice.
Secrets
I might get that.
That are okay to keep from your partner. What do you think they are?
Oh, let's see. Other wives, other children, other homes across town.
I was more along the lines of, you know, you think their family traditions are weird, or maybe you still talk to your ex on social media.
That's bad.
It says don't do. It says these are okay secrets to keep.
They are?
Maybe you go to lunch with your ex.
Why would you keep? That can't be a secret.
Because you want to rent their apartment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know somebody like that.
Oh, my gosh. You yeah. guys.
You're such an easy target. I just can't not.
But wait a minute. Are these things is okay to keep as secrets? And who's deciding that?
There's only one thing I will keep from Harold, and he already knows what it is.
What is
and
it?
And it's on this list. That somebody made a pass at you when you weren't around. I learned the hard way to tell Harold that some guy hit on me.
Uh-huh.
Because then Harold wants to go kill him.
Of course,
so,
yeah, because it's his fault.
If I'm in the bar, no, I was standing there and I was waiting outside the bathroom for
See,
Harold to come
out. See, that's such a Spanish thing.
What?
They're having to kill the person. Like, but you know, it's weird. It's
you look at my woman.
Yeah, what is that? I mean, you don't have your name all over her.
I'm just a psycho too, though, because I'm Italian and I'm like, what? No, why are you touching him? Stop! But don't.
So if a girl, unbeknownst, she doesn't know he's married,
right.
Hits on Harold, you beat her up.
No, I would never do anything like that.
Well, I'm just saying, yeah.
But yeah, I was waiting outside the bathroom, and he's like, what's the matter? I'm like, nothing. Some guy just came over and asked if he could buy me a drink. I was like, he was nice about it. It was no big deal. I just told him I was taken, and he was like, where? Which one? Show me. I'm like, I'm not going to show you. For 20 minutes later, he's like, which one? Which one is he? Is it that guy over there? That's that guy over there, isn't it? And I'm like, no, stop. Oh, it's fun. So, what was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
Yes. I have that moment a lot.
Yesterday, we purposely didn't talk about it, but today it's kind of all over the place again, so I feel like we need to discuss the breakup of Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson.
Really?
Dude, that thing was over before it started, I tell
Man.
You right now.
And the only reason it's news is because she's a huge pop star.
And he's somehow on Saturday Night Live.
He's very dusty, too. What's wrong with his face?
Yeah, he's got like geisha makeup on.
Totally, right? Exactly what he's got. Like dust.
Needs to see the sun a little bit. He'll be fine. But he is a little odd looking. I will say that. Look, there's somebody made out there for everybody. I get it.
And I don't know. I see him dating at that level, and I'm like, what's to stop me from dating a pop star?
Which is probably why he proposed to her so fast to lock it down.
Yeah.
So she couldn't get away. But then she was the one that dated Mac Miller for a long time, and Mac Miller recently died. He's a DJ.
He was a rapper that passed away recently.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And everybody was coming after Ariana Grande because she left him, and they think that part of his substance abuse was as a result of their breakup, and it was a huge thing, and she felt bad, so she starts dating this new guy. Then mm-hmm. she realized new guy is a goober, and she's not over old guy yet, but he's passed away, so...
You pay attention to all this stuff?
Yeah, that was you summed that up really well. I'm really proud of you, Slugsack. So, you know, Pete Davidson's from SNL, and I guess he just felt bad about the whole thing, so he issued an apology.
Yeah, he did. He actually hired somebody, a professional apologist.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hello, I am Pete Davidson. I'd like to sincerely apologize for giving false hope to all my fellow ugly men out there. Seeing my hideous mug next to Ariana Grande's flawless face and my bony arm wrapped around Ariana's perfect waist made you think, man, if that homunculus Pete Davidson can get Ariana Grande, then I got a shot too. All I need is a good sense of humor. Well, I'm sorry to say, it ain't enough. You also need symmetrical features. Normal size nose and chest muscles. And I'm sorry you had to learn that ugly truth. Apologetically yours, Pete Davidson.
Rick Stacy!